on KUCB News, Emperor Goose season to open after 30 years, and a biologist dives into the mystery of blue king crab. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM Unalaska. I'm Barrett Wilbur with some local news on Thursday, August 17th, 2017. Today is the last chance for Unalaskans to declare candidacy for the upcoming city election. In October, voters will cast their ballots for three city council seats currently held by Rochelle Hatfield, Udelka LeClaire, and John Waldron. They'll also decide two spots on the school board, currently held by Cherry Tan and Fernando Barrera. Prospective candidates must file at City Hall by the end of the day. For the first time in 30 years, Alaskans will have the opportunity to recreationally hunt emperor geese this fall. Federal regulations for this year's hunting season allow a statewide harvest of 1,000 emperor geese. The bag limit is one goose per person, and registration permits are available now. A maritime species featuring distinctive white heads and necks and pale gray wings and body plumage, emperor geese are exclusive to Alaska and the Russian Far East. Conservation efforts over recent decades have helped the geese recover from a low population to a harvestable level. Open hunt areas include the Aleutians, Unimak Island, and the Eisenbeck State Game Refuge. The season ranges between September 1st and January 22nd. Successful hunters will be required to report their harvest by phone or online in 24 to 72 hours, depending on the area. All hunts will be subject to closure by emergency order. In the Pribilof Islands, no one's gotten an accurate count of blue king crab since the population crashed hard in the 1980s. This summer, a marine biologist is trying to change that with the species' first in-depth study in more than 30 years. His ultimate goal? Determine if blue crab can make a comeback or if it's gone for good. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Laura Craigle has more.
It's a foggy day on St. Paul Island, and Jared Weems is itching for the weather to clear up. He wants to get out on the water and back to work.
There's so much life up here in the North Pacific. Just amazing, spectacular diving.
Weems is a scientific diver and a fisheries PhD student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. But this summer, whenever the weather's good, he's something like a diving detective. His research has him combing the seafloor around St. Paul, searching for the elusive blue king crab. By diving in nearshore waters, deploying drop cameras, and setting collector traps, he's hoping to find crab that sweeping trawl surveys tend to miss. And at this point, Weems says it's important to count as many as possible, because the species' outlook seems pretty bleak.
Blue crab is pretty much flatlined right now in the Pribilof regions.
But he says the population around St. Matthew Island, a few hundred miles north, had a similar collapse before rebounding enough to support a handful of commercial openings in recent years. Is that a sign the Pribilof stock could also recover? Weems isn't sure yet. He'll have a better idea after he completes his population estimate, when he knows how many crab are in the water, how many are surviving to adulthood, and how much habitat they have to work with. With that data, he'll gauge if the blue crab population can rebuild naturally, if it needs some help from scientists.
Or if maybe we did overfish them and there's just not enough stock to rebuild.
Whatever the final answer may be, Weems says now is the time to take advantage of each clear day.
Might be one of the last opportunities to really understand this stock before we have to move on or before it's gone completely. So this is really should serve as a foundational study as to where blue king crab goes in the future.
The preliminary results will be out in January, with final data released in 2019. In St. Paul, I'm Laura Craigle.
This season, a group of Bristol Bay fishermen from Homer hired the 180-foot FV Akatan to process their catch. The fishermen were hoping to get a better market, and the owners of the Akatan were hoping to make some extra money in Bristol Bay before heading to the Kuskokwim. Instead, the Akatan season was a terrible failure from start to finish. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Nightmare, fiasco, disaster. These are words used by those involved with the fishing vessel Akatan this season. The boat owner went broke, the fishermen lost their market, and the crew on board have so far not been paid their wages. Right now, there's an estimated 130,000 pounds of frozen sockeye on a vessel no one knows what to do with, and a skeleton crew is just trying to keep it afloat.
I guess this will all be solved in court, sad to say, but we ran out of money. We just flat ran out of money.
That's Larry Lang, the owner of Kloak Oceanside, which owns the 180-foot Akatan. Lang picked up the Akatan 4 years ago and bought salmon in Norton Sound for several seasons, then had a bad year fishing cod in 2016. This summer, he was to process Bristol Bay catch, then steam north to the Kuskokwim. Nothing went right.
We had a couple setbacks, and that's the way it is in the fish business. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and all the years don't go the way you want them to go.
Earlier this spring, Lang signed a contract with Bristol Bay Seafoods LLC, which is a group of about 15 drift net fishermen from an old Believer community in Homer. They were attempting to find their own market to get a better price for their catch and hired the Akatan to do the processing. William Earnhardt is the attorney representing these fishermen.
Really, they've done their best to cover wherever they can, but have really lost their whole season to mismanagement and misoperation of the FE Akatan.
As per the contract, the Akatan was supposed to be in Bristol Bay by June 15th, ready to take fish for processing. Lang's financial woes were mounting all spring, and just before the season, his bank, Alaska Growth Capital, briefly seized the boat for his failure to pay on the mortgage. Lang had hired a captain and crew to run the vessel and onboard processing, but between the bank's foreclosure and a huge amount of maintenance, Lang says they were nowhere near on schedule to leave Seattle for Bristol Bay.
We were supposed to be here on the 15th. We didn't get here till the 7th of July. You know, the season was pretty much over. It was over. There was a little bit of fish left in Igigik and a little bit of fish left in Ugashik. So we didn't have much of a season for these guys.
That's putting it mildly. The fishermen had left their other buyer, one of Bristol Bay's largest processors, banking on direct marketing their catch this year. While they waited for the Akatan to show, Bristol Bay's run exploded, and a lot of other skippers were fishing their best seasons ever. The Akatan finally made it to the fishing grounds after the peak of the run and took its first deliveries late on July 9th. It took its last delivery on July 19th, then headed to just outside Dillingham, where it dropped anchor. The mess had only just begun. At the top of the list was the Akatan's crew was starting to realize that they had not been paid since their voyage began. Curtis Bisher was the cook on board and has decades of offshore experience.
I'm supposed to be getting paid $125 a day with a bonus on top of $125 a day. Well, they breached their contract from non-payment. They were not paying me. I was working for virtually for free, which the whole crew was also.
Kloak Oceanside and Bristol Bay Seafoods could not agree on what to do with the 130,000 pounds of frozen sockeye on board the Akatan. The fishermen say they had already fronted Lang hundreds of thousands of dollars and say they owed him nothing for the 10 days of actual processing. Negotiations were falling apart and the crew was languishing on board, far from home, and with no money. Darlene Drummer from the Houston, Texas area says she was promised 90 days of work with unlimited overtime. She says the crew grew more anxious as the days ticked by.
It was like a waiting game, day after day, nothing's being said. So now we're sitting in Dillingham and things are starting to break down even more. The water is starting to turn brown, the food is getting low. Things are starting to get bad. And so when things get bad, you know, the environment starts to get tense.
In late July, the ship's captain took the Akatan away from the silty, shallow mouth of the Nooshigak River for a few days to clean out the filtration and make clean drinking water. When the vessel moved, the crew lost cell phone service and things began to boil over.
The story is what it is. These people are stuck on this vessel. They want to go home, but it's like being held captive, but nobody is holding a gun to our head. but basically you're being held because you don't have the resources in order to go home.
After some 10 days, the bank stepped in. Alaska Growth Capital, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, bought tickets home for 11 crew members and gave them $500 each in traveling money as they passed through Anchorage. Ty Hart is an ASRC spokesman and offered comment why the bank intervened this way.
Because we had heard what had happened with these folks, and they would be stuck in Bristol Bay if that wasn't the case. We thought it was the right thing to do, and as I understand it, these employees have been very appreciative to receive the helping hand to get them back. If it wasn't for that, I'm not sure how they would have gotten back home.
Not all crew got off the boat. Among those who stayed was Cameron Adams, who is also from the Houston area.
I'm not going to leave this vessel until I get paid what I earn. You know what I'm saying? What I earn. I never asked for anything extra. I never asked for nothing less. All I wanted was what I worked at, my hours. Could you just, and I kept telling them over and over again, could you please just pay me my wages, just pay me what you owe me.
The Acutan's captain, Steve Lechleitner, also from Texas, has also not been paid so far this summer. He feels terrible for the crew who went a month to 6 weeks, some now 2 months, without any wages.
You know, people have lost their homes. They can't pay their bills. Their families are worried about them. You know, I'm getting ready to lose my health insurance. It's just absolutely devastating.
Lechleitner was on contract to run the vessel from Seattle to Bristol Bay, then to the Kuskokwim and back to Seattle. He is new to Alaska's fisheries, but not new to running boats, something as a captain he's done for 15 years both in the U.S. and abroad. Lechleitner says he's never seen anything like this before.
Never. And I've been in the middle of African nations fighting over boats that haven't been this complicated. And I have never been in a situation that was this stressful and this difficult to manage.
Captain Lechleitner limped the Acutan out of Bristol Bay on Sunday, August 6th, and made it to Dutch Harbor to seek repairs. He says all parties appear to have abandoned responsibility for the vessel and the frozen sockeye on board. This ship's captain from Texas now finds himself trying to keep the Acutan from turning into an environmental disaster and trying to find someone to buy 130,000 pounds of sockeye before he has to turn the freezers off. He has no idea if or when he and the crew will get paid, and no idea who will take ownership of the mess. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.
The FV Acutan is currently anchored in Captain's Bay. What happens to the vessel, its catch, and crew remains to be seen. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Barrett Wilbur, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at KUCB.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.